Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court has struck down the Idaho law that bans abortion after 20 weeks, and Congress is considering a ban of abortion after 20 weeks as well. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, this law in Idaho would have banned abortions after 20 weeks, and now a federal court of appeals has ruled that it is, quote, unconstitutional. I put that in quotes because it's so absurd that such a law would be unconstitutional. It's obviously not. There's nothing in the Constitution that grants the right for states or for the federal government to engage in human genocide. It's absolutely absurd to even suggest so. But this ruling of this federal court of appeals is another one of these absurd rulings of the judiciary with regards to something that is very straightforward, and that is life. And in this particular case, this court of appeals said that it sets an arbitrary time limit on when women can obtain abortions. Arbitrary, 20 weeks, you know, give me a break.
Yeah, there's nothing arbitrary about the scientific fact that babies feel pain even to a heightened level because of their nerve endings being so fresh and sensitive that at 20 weeks, these babies feel excruciating pain when they are literally ripped limb from limb alive, Matt. They're tortured alive. And the legislature in the state of Idaho and Idaho Governor Butch Otter noted how horrific and really Nazi-esque this kind of live torturing of these babies, our most innocent human citizens, is. This is absolutely appalling that any civilized society would allow such barbarism to occur. So they decided to put a stop to it. And now we have, a rogue federal court here saying no, there's a constitutional right to torture your babies to death, even though they can feel pain. It's absolutely absurd, as you point out, Matt, and it's a sad commentary about our culture here in the United States that anybody would oppose this.
Yeah, Governor Otter signed this Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which is a state law in Idaho, into law in 2011. And then a woman by the name of Jenny Lynn McCormick filed suit over the fact that she was prosecuted for self-abortion. Originally, she sued under an older law that made it a crime to self-abort, but the charge against her was dismissed. Then she filed her suit claiming that the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act would also prohibit her from aborting her own child. I mean, this is a woman who wants to kill her own child, and she says she's got a right to do it. Now, if this child had been born and taken its first breath and she tried to suffocate that child, you would say, no, this is murder. Well, there's no difference other than the size of that young child, which isn't significant in terms of the size. So this Pain-Capable Child Act was ultimately struck down by the High Court, or I should say the Court of Appeals, saying it places an arbitrary line on when women can have abortions. But new studies show that babies obviously survive earlier in pregnancy and that they are viable in these early times of 20, 22, 24 weeks. Certainly at 20 weeks, studies have shown that babies at that gestational age can feel pain. And you think, well, they're just developing their pain sensor, so how much pain can they feel, if though that was a relevant question, which it's not. But let's talk about that for a minute. Interestingly, they feel more pain than you and I do. Their pain sensors at 20 weeks are actually more sensitive. The younger you are, the more sensitive you are to pain. The older you are, your pain sensors have a little bit of rust on them, so to speak, you are less sensitive to pain, but the earlier you are in life, the more sensitive. So if you can imagine having your arm literally grabbed by some strong clamp, pulled and then twisted and then just literally ripped off like you're pulling a chicken leg off of a chicken after it's been baked, and you're doing that same thing to you as a living human being, how much pain that would cause you. Imagine increasing the pain threshold much, much higher for some child who is at 20 weeks. And that's, in fact, what happens in the womb.
Yeah, Matt, you know, I was at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and I noticed some striking parallels between, you know, the German citizens at that time who bought into the dehumanization of the Jews and those people here in the United States who call themselves, quote, pro-choice. Well, I wouldn't choose to have an abortion, and I'm opposed to abortion, but I'm not going to get in anyone's way a right to choose. Well, there's no difference here. We're talking about an equally horrific human holocaust, a genocide, where millions of people are being slaughtered and tortured alive and slaughtered to death, and the same kind of dehumanization has occurred here, you know, a non-viable mass of tissue. Well, guess what? At 20 weeks, at 21, 22, 23 weeks, these babies not only feel pain, but as you point out, can indeed be viable. Not that that really matters. There's no magic line that says viability somehow determines whether or not an abortion should occur. But there are distinct parallels here between the attitudes of the so-called pro-choicers and the attitudes of those who accepted in Germany the Nazi Holocaust.
Yeah, and here's this. Imagine rewarding this person, Jenny, who tried to kill, and she was prosecuted for her own murder of her own child. And now she becomes the hero because the judge or the judges at the Court of Appeals side with the person who murdered her own child and strikes down this law that says you can't murder children after 20 weeks. Because of the scientific information that shows, number one, that they're viable, and number two, that they have increased pain. And to kill a child after 20 weeks, you have to do one of two things. Either you have to inject it with poison and kill it that way and then dismember it, or you have to put a high concentration of salt into the amniotic fluid. And as it's breathing in and out that amniotic fluid, it literally burns the insides of its own body, and it destroys that child. It literally scalds them with a high saline solution, and they die that way, and then you dismember them. Or in other cases, you just dismember them. You just literally dismember them without any injection, without any saline solution. But either way, they go through a horrible death. And for us to even be thinking about this is unconstitutional to stop that kind of thing, it's like saying it's unconstitutional to stop the Holocaust because it's the choice of the people who have these inhuman objects that they're enslaving or they have custody of. It's as absurd as a notion like that.
Well, Matt, the next step will be an appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most liberal circuit in the land. Not a whole lot of hope there. And then ultimately, won't it be the United States Supreme Court that once again rules on this?
Yeah, it'll ultimately be the Supreme Court. But, you know, I'm so fed up with the Supreme Court on this issue. The Supreme Court is what started this Holocaust, and the blood certainly rests at the steps of the United States Supreme Court and every justice throughout history from 1973 on. Who's voted for this inhumane genocide. We need to have the people stand up and say, the Holocaust will end, and it's going to end on our watch. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also go to libertycounsel.com for more information. Stand with this ministry as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. We also have information on our website, lc.org, with regards to the sanctity of human life. I encourage you to get informed and understand this issue. It was the issue of the sanctity of human life, abortion, that ultimately so impacted me as a pastor, when I watched a movie or a film called Assignment Life regarding abortion, this was the turning point in my life to move from the pastoral ministry into the legal ministry. I encourage you, let's pray to end and let's act and work to end this Holocaust of our children on our watch that began on our watch. Let's end it on our watch and let's restore a culture of life to this country. Go to lc.org, pray for Liberty Counsel and support this ministry.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.